All right, y'all, another week's gone by, and it's Saturday again. It seems like we just had last Saturday about 3 days ago, so I don't see how it can possibly be Saturday already, but calendars don't lie. So here we are, me, Captain Josh Olive, this guy over here, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, and we are prepared to do your place-by-place weekly fishing report at no charge to you. Robert?
Sounds good.
Feeling like we could do this thing?
Yeah, I think so.
You got some stuff to talk about? You've had some reports?
A few. It's been very, very hodgepodge.
And once again, we request your reports. If you have fishing reports, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent from any of the areas that we're talking about here, which basically includes all of the Charlotte Harbor region, whether it's saltwater or freshwater, then Robert would love to hear about it and add your information to this fishing report. Robert, how are they going to reach you?
Call the shop. Pretty simple.
What's the number?
941-625-3888.
I'm not allowed to give out Robert's shop number because I accidentally give out his cell number half the time. So that's why I make Robert say it. I know the number. I just can't say it right for some reason.
The other one pops out.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Anyway, you ready to start this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. It begins with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Okay. So from the Navigator over into Shell Creek, a few reports of some snook. Couple of redfish, and people seeing some juvenile tarpon, and even a couple of bigger tarpon, like big juveniles.
Big juveniles.
60, 80 pounders.
Okay.
Young adults.
Teenagers.
Depending on how you want to look at it. Depends on how the CDC labels them this time of year.
Okay.
But that's about it. It hasn't been gangbusters, but it's been decent. Couple of legal snook, a lot of undersized snook. So at least it's there. It just hasn't been phenomenal by any stretch.
Anybody catching these tarpon or just looking at them?
Just looking at them.
Watching them go?
Yeah. One guy went up there fly fishing the other day for him to try that out, but I never heard back from him to know how he did.
Okay. But it's worth trying?
Absolutely.
Give it a shot, see what happens.
It's worth getting frustrated and throwing at them.
I would either be considering something very small, like the fly, or I'd be considering something quite a bit bigger, like a live tilapia.
There you go. Live tilapia would work.
But maybe the key is something in between. That's why we all fail.
I think you just throw everything in your tackle box and hope for the best.
Kind of where it's at. But I feel like that's what they're eating a lot of up there right now is tilapia, lion cichlids, that kind of stuff. So.
Yep. I will agree with that.
All right, let's take it down a little ways. Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
A guy caught a legal snook off the actual ramp.
Okay.
But that's all I've heard up there. Nothing else. So that was just one fish, one incident. But, you know, nobody doing much good right there around the bridge.
All right, so you might catch a snook from the ramp?
Mm-hmm.
If you're that guy.
If you're that guy.
41 Bridges, Live Oak Park area.
Let's see. Nighttime, the snook. There's been a lot of snook there at night. I've only heard of a couple legal fish, but there's been a lot of snook there at night.
Most are undersized, I'm assuming?
Yeah. And during the daytime, right there off of the Live Oak Park docks, they've been getting a couple of mangrove snapper, a couple of big black drum, and several trout. And then there was a couple gar that went by the other day because the guy was like floored. He couldn't believe seeing gar swimming by. I said, well, you're right there in the Peace River. But he's new to the area, so had to explain him a little bit about gars.
Well, and gar tolerate a lot of salt.
Yes, they do.
So I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see some gar hanging out down there.
Well, and the cool part is you're always going to usually see those 3 to 4 footers. You know, they're always big. Very rarely see, like, smaller gar.
I've had to work hard to find small gar. They make cool aquarium inhabitants, but in order to get them, you really need to be in backwater, weedy areas with lots of floating vegetation, because that's where they hang out.
Yep.
It's totally different from where you see the bigger fish, where the bigger guys are always out in the open, and you can spot them if the water's clear enough or if you have a high enough vantage point. The little ones are very spooky. And they stay down a little bit deeper. And if they're not underneath that vegetation, then they're going to be someplace where they can be.
Yeah.
So you just don't see them.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because you really rarely ever see them under, like, 18 inches.
Yep.
Kind of cool.
How about the Lashley Pier? Is it open yet?
Nope. Still
did
closed.
Did not expect it to be. Bayshore Pier?
I got nothing there.
No reports.
Nothing at all.
Don't worry, folks. It'll get better as we go.
Yeah.
The Salt and Brackish Canals in Port Charlotte.
A lot of snook. Pretty much all small. Been a couple of legal fish. Most of the guys are catching them trolling. A handful of guys are doing pretty well casting up underneath the docks. Juvenile tarpon are rolling all over the place in Spring Lake, Edgewater Lake.
Hold on, we're trolling lipped plugs for these fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are we casting underneath the docks?
They're casting artificial shrimp and live shrimp, and even a few guys have been finding some bait out there, but not a lot. The guys that are throwing the shrimp are actually catching the legal size snook. The guys that are throwing the white bait are catching peanut snook.
Imagine.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, I'm ready to discuss those tarpon.
And not because it's job security, because we sell shrimp.
Right, there will be a time when that switches around a little bit.
It's just funny because people think, oh, you're just doing that because you sell more shrimp. No.
Shrimp are what's there right now.
It's what's working. There's a lot of shrimp around in the harbor.
Yeah, and a lot of shrimp even in the canals.
Yeah.
How often do you see white bait in the canals?
Almost never.
And right now? How many white bait are there in the canals?
Almost never.
So if you're a snook and you're seeing some kind of food that you never, ever, ever see in this particular location, don't you think that everybody knows bigger snook are smarter, more educated, they've seen a lot of stuff? It's harder to catch a bigger snook. They're going to look at that and say, wait a minute, something ain't right here, and they're not going to eat it.
Yeah.
You got to feed them something that they're used to seeing. It doesn't mean you can't catch them on bait fish. It just means white bait is the wrong thing right now. If you were to go up there and catch, like, some of the little mohara that are up there in the canals, I have no question that they would love to eat those from you.
Yeah.
But they're just not going to be that keen on white bait right now.
Very true.
And especially not in that location. Tell me about the tarpons that you were fixing to tell me about, sir.
They're just rolling around, making people crazy.
Mediums and smalls?
Mostly smalls. 5 to 25 pounds.
Okay.
But I've had a few more reports of people seeing them in Edgewater Lake along with the Spring Lakes. So that gets people kind of excited. Yeah, you know, you get to see them moving around. You know, it is what it is. There's also been a few jacks coming and going through the canal system. Not a lot, but enough to get excited about. And several guys are throwing just nice big topwaters, hoping for the snook or the jacks. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the day. For some reason, they're plowing it every now and then.
A nice, big, noisy topwater.
Yep. And like a big one, like a 4 to 6 incher.
Okay. Maybe with some propellers on it and everything?
Yeah, maybe.
They're jacks. Can't go too loud.
Yeah, just a popper. That's all I'd throw.
How about a popper proper?
Yeah.
Popper sure. On the front and a prop on the back.
Sure.
What do you think? Think we could market that?
Maybe.
People would like to say it anyway.
Yeah. It's kind of like Whopper Plopper.
Shut up.
Sounds
pretty
similar.
Somebody else's brand.
Yeah.
Shh. Elder Bean Pier, what's been going on there?
Snook fishing at night has been good. Good to great, actually. I've heard of several legal-sized fish caught off of there. One oversized fish. And it's all been at night, though. Once it gets dark, fishing turns on during the daytime. Been very slow. Been a couple of trout, a couple of small sheephead, and a couple of mangs, but honestly, I'm probably not going to go fish there if it's during the daytime. Just too inconsistent with that. It just never got cold enough this year for that. Even though the water temperature dumped 10 degrees.
Yeah.
To everybody.
That only means so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to stay that cold either.
No, that's not cold enough to bring them back up there in good numbers.
Nope. What are you throwing up here for those snook?
They're catching them on shrimp, mostly. A handful of guys are throwing the NLBNs, you know, on an ounce and a half to 2 ounce jig head because the current does rip there. Any of your bigger bucktails are working. And even just your regular lip plugs like a Rapala or a Yozuri, but you're going to want to throw like in the Rapala would be like a number 10. So.
Was that one of your fellow employees just here to annoy you?
Nope, he was dropping off a rod that needed to be repaired.
Oh, and just annoying you was his side benefit for being here?
No, I just tapped him on the shoulder as he was walking out.
Oh, okay. I thought he was annoying you. It was you annoying him.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you in the middle of something?
I am.
Myakka River area from the bridge down to
Marquette. You're the one that got sidetracked, not me. I kept right rolling with everything.
I'm ready to type. You're just not telling me what to do.
Okay.
Give me what you got.
Myakka cutoff upper end is the only spot I got any reports on. A couple of snook, all small, and they also caught a few trout, and they did that a couple days in a row. And then they decided, okay, that's just not quite what they were looking for. So they gave up, but nothing else.
Okay. Oops. I typed cutoof. That's
nice.
Not what it is.
Oop.
How about the South Gulf Cove canals? What are we hearing out of that area?
Tilapia, Mayan cichlids. One guy's having a great time with his grandkids. He's been in, well, yesterday I think he bought 3 cups of worms.
Yeah.
Because we ran out last week. So he wanted to make sure he had his bases covered because they're here for like another 4 days or something.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of snook being caught, but all small. Other than that, I got nothing else.
Okay. West Wall.
West Wall.
Now, you always want to tell me about the south end of the West Wall. Why do you never tell me about the north end of the West Wall?
In the wintertime, usually it gets okay up there, like around Trout Creek in that area. But this year, just I haven't been getting many reports. You know, it's a couple snook here and a couple snook there, but nothing consistent at all. Everything seems to be from the halfway point south. And I think it's just because we've got larger creeks in between a whole bunch of little feeder creeks that come out as you get further south, so there's just more water flow, so I think it holds more fish consistently.
Okay.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Has it been the creeks where those fish have been hanging around?
Yeah. Yeah, the snook have been hanging out along there with some redfish. Almost all of them are being caught on shrimp. One guy did really good the other day with cut ladyfish. He caught 3 redfish and 1 small snook. He was floored because he had never caught a snook before on cut bait.
What?
No.
Must be new here.
No, he's been fishing for about 10 years.
Has he been using cut bait?
Yeah.
He likes
using ladyfish for redfish, and that's the first snook he's actually hooked and landed on cut bait.
Hmm. Okay.
So that was kind of cool to hear that story because he was excited about it. It's always cool when people have their firsts, even if it's a common thing.
Right? I'm just surprised that it never happened before.
Right? And then I got nothing on the flats down there. No reports on that. A few manatees.
Okay.
If you want to count that.
Manatees are fun.
Yeah. They're cool to look at. Water's super clear down there.
All right. Cape Hayes.
Maybe not so much today.
Well, and maybe not so much tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be pretty peppy.
It's going to be a little choppy.
Yeah.
A little washing machine going on out there.
Yeah, they can have that.
Yeah.
I'm good without that.
Of course, I think most people are looking at both the fishing report and the weather report when they make their decisions about where to go, when to go.
Yeah.
At least I hope they are.
Yeah, you would like to hope so.
You want to tell me about Cape Hayes? What's happening there in that area?
I've got nothing there.
Nothing around Cape Hayes?
I've gotten no reports this
really?
Week on Cape Hayes.
Last week we had ladyfish and bonnet heads and trout and Spanish mackerel and flounder and everything else going on.
Right.
The week before that there were pompano plus all the other stuff, and this week there's nothing?
Yeah, I got nobody gave me anything.
I feel like that's a lack of reports rather than a lack of fish.
That's what it is. I didn't get any reports from anybody that fished it this week. Well, it happens. But I'm not going to make up stuff if I don't have to.
But we can say the fishing is almost definitely good there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's pretty...
Yeah.
It's usually a very consistent area.
Yeah. Because it's so close to what's usually your top spot, which is Turtle Bay and Bull Bay.
Right.
Does that make top spot this week?
It still does.
Okay.
Snook, redfish, trout, bonnet heads, couple of baby bull sharks. A couple pompano got skipped going into the entrance from a guy the other day, but he couldn't catch any of them.
At Gallagher?
No, he went in through the main entrance.
Okay.
But he skipped a few. So, but there's just been a hodgepodge of fish all over in there. On the oyster bars, open flats, up under the bushes, shrimp, cut bait, pinfish, white bait. But shrimp and cut bait seem to be working the best on just about everything in there. One guy said it was about a 6-foot bull shark went swimming by, and then they saw an alligator sitting on the bottom that they kind of trolling motored over.
Nice.
Yeah, he said it wasn't very big. It was like 5 or 6 foot, but said it was just sitting there laying right on the bottom. He thought that was pretty cool. He's never actually seen that before. He's seen plenty sitting on the bank and swimming, but never just sitting on the bottom.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
So what you're saying is if you can't catch fish in Turtle Bay, you can't catch fish right now?
I'd say that you probably need to reevaluate your hobby, or you're doing something extremely wrong. I mean, I'm getting reports from the Lemon Bay Fishing Club, or the Inglewood Fishing Club, I'm sorry. Some of the guys that run out of Gasparilla Marina that are regulars, including some of the captains. A bunch of people up here in Port Charlotte and PGI. I mean, there's a lot of people going down there. And they said even though it's been busy in there, it's not like overrun. Just you get one jerk a day that kind of cuts you off or runs right past you. He said when you're in the cut between the two, he said that gets a little sketchy.
Right. Who's letting in that one jerk a day is what I want to know.
I don't know. There's always going to be that one jerk.
And is it the same jerk, or is it a different jerk every day?
Probably a different jerk every day.
I feel like it's just like 3 or 4 jerks, and they take turns.
Probably. And they're on rotation.
It's like the one guy's like, hey, I got a doctor's appointment this Friday. Can you take my Friday? Somebody's got to be the jerk out there.
Yeah.
So.
That's possible. Doesn't do much for me. It's just jerks.
Jerks.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's any jerks at Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs?
Yeah, nothing from those two again.
Really?
Yeah.
Murph.
I don't know if it's due to the wind or what, but I got nothing right there.
Okay, but there's probably still some Spanish mackerel in that area.
Yes.
It seems likely. I'm not going to type that down.
No.
But it seems like there's probably going to be some.
Well, one guy did get some Spanish. What's our next spot that we're coming to?
The next spot is Gasparilla Sound.
Mm-hmm. He got them right there off of Gallagher's Cut. He said there was a bunch of birds around. He got a couple of jacks and Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And then,
you know, when you give them to me in that order like that, and then I have to go back and put commas between them, that I have to delete things.
I know. And you get so aggravated with it. Dunk, 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 dunk.
Well, I'd already gone back and deleted to change it to Spanish mackerel and jacks. Then you add the ladyfish.
Well,
and now I forgot where they were.
Right there off of Gallagher's. Not Gallagher's. Devilfish.
Devilfish. Okay.
Yeah. And then working your way up towards Sandfly, guys are getting trout, ladyfish, a couple of bonnet heads. And then the right up against the shoreline, a few redfish, but a whole lot of little snook. And people are seeing a lot more than they're catching. They said every time they pull up, they're spooking fish, just like you talked about on the radio earlier.
Huh. Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's like I knew the water was clear out there.
Yeah. But they are getting a few snook. Lots of dinks. I haven't heard of illegal fish over there, although unless you're Mike Myers, he's caught a few. But I don't know exactly where he's fishing, but I know he comes out of his marina and makes a left almost every time.
He's fishing in the depths of Bull Bay is where he's fishing.
Gotcha.
In places that most people would be terrified to go because they have to cross very skinny flats to get there. So
yeah,
that's the kind of places he likes to be because they don't have as much company.
Not a bad thing. I don't blame him for that.
Not a bit. Let me guess. Still shrimp?
Yep.
In Gasparilla Sound for all that stuff?
Shrimp and paddle tails. A couple guys have been getting some stuff on topwaters. Topwaters have been pretty productive this week. We sold quite a few little topwaters, like the Skitter Walk.
Uh-huh.
The little Yozuri one. What the heck's the other one? Oh, the Nomad.
Nomad.
Yeah. Kind of a mixed variety. The guy wanted to try those Nomads that we brought to the talk the other night, the soft ones,
mm-hmm.
the soft rattle traps. He came in and bought one yesterday.
Okay.
Yep.
And what about our whitebait situation around Gasparilla? Are we seeing much of it or any
at
all?
It's starting to move in there again. It's still slim pickings, but it is moving in. The red tide is thinning out immensely. So we're starting to see some more life in there.
So if you've got to be a whitebait fisherman, this is where you'd rather be fishing that stuff.
Yes.
Rather than up the canals.
Correct.
Not because you don't sell whitebait, but because that's where the whitebait's actually working.
Right.
Again, this is an informational service. People. All right. Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek pier, and Gasparilla Pass itself.
Still sheep's head there off the Placida trestle. It's starting to thin out a little bit, but they're still getting them. A few small mangrove snapper. Oh, you have to remind me in a little bit about when we get to just outside towards Novak.
Okay. I will try to remember to remind you. I'm not going to make any guarantees about that. Very difficult to do.
Yeah, the sheep's head and the snapper have been there. They're starting to thin out. Hasn't been great, but they're doing good. Good enough where it's worth going. And because of the red tide thinning out, it seems like every day a few more fish are moving into that general vicinity. A couple guys did catch some snook there the other night. One guy did catch a legal snook. One guy caught a legal snook and threw it back, and his buddy was like, "What are you doing?" You know, but I thought that was kind of funny. And he's like, I'm like, "Well, does he eat snook?" He's like, "No." I said, "Do you?" He says, "Eh, once in a while." I said, "Were you going to eat it?" "No, but I had to bust the stones anyway." I'm like, okay.
All right.
I get it. That's the best part about fishing with friends out there. You get to have a good time tearing into each other.
Oh, yeah. That is the key.
Even though it's not relevant conversation, it's relevant at the moment.
That's really what it's about. The fishing is definitely secondary, sometimes tertiary.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, good stuff.
Okay, but red tide reports.
There's a word I haven't heard in a long time, really.
Tertiary?
Yeah. God.
You know it's my mission to expand the vocabulary of our listenership.
All right. I can't even remember the last time I've heard that word.
But the red tide has vanished out of here.
Yes.
We're not
much.
Hearing any of it.
I haven't heard anything in like 7 days, maybe. Maybe a little longer.
Now, of course, we have a south wind today, which we haven't had for a little bit. So it's possible.
Right.
Possible that we might hear more red tide reports. But then again, it's going to switch around and turn and come back from the north tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, when we had a lot of that red tide reports coming through, we were getting south and southwest winds on a regular basis.
Right.
And right now we're not.
Right.
So I expect that it's going to stay pretty clear.
Yeah.
That's just an expectation, which of course could be incorrect.
Yeah. That's why it's all hypothetical guesses.
Well, except for these fishing reports, which are real fishing reports that you get coming from people.
Right.
Which, by the way, if you'd like to send your fishing reports to Robert, how do they do that?
Call me at the shop.
What's the number, Robert?
941-625-3888.
We're going to do that one more time before we
wrap
this up.
Okay, great.
All right, the Lemon Bay Area Fishing Report, Stump Pass, Red Bug, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park. Where is Red Bug?
I don't even have a clue.
I'm taking it off.
I don't even know what that is.
Don't know either. You know, Frank puts these things in here. It's like nobody ever heard of this place before, Frank. I know where it is.
I've never heard of that spot at all. Have not,
okay.
Not a clue.
Let me revise this. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, and Indian Mound Park. What do we got?
Indian Mound Park is the only report I got. The guy got some trout the other day. He was kayak fishing. He saw a couple of snook. He saw what he thinks was a redfish. But he just caught trout. Nothing else.
Okay. I don't trust his redfish report.
Yeah.
I saw somebody posted a 30-inch, 14-pound mullet on Facebook yesterday. So
really?
Might have been one of those.
Seriously?
Yeah. You should see how fat the thing was.
Big
it was
freshwater
huge.
Mullet.
It was gigantic.
Had
it
to be
enormous,
a freshwater mullet.
Enormous belly on it. It may very well be fake.
Yeah, it could be.
All right. Fake news. Moving on to the next spot, which is also within Lemon Bay, but is very specific, the Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
They've gotten a couple of snook off of there, but they've all been short. Two different guys. They said the daytime has been extremely slow. And I'm sure that had something to do with the red tide coming through there.
I'm sure. But now that red tide has cleared out, I think it's going to be getting a lot better.
Yeah. We should hear a few, hopefully some more reports.
I would think so. You know, that's always been a really snooky spot, too.
Yeah.
And it's an over, or it's an underrated snooky spot.
Yes.
Because it's just right there. You know, there's no place that you have to go to. You don't have to walk down very far. You literally park the car, and like 30 feet away is the seawall.
Right.
And down the end of this short pier, you have access to deeper water in the channel and the bridge and the pilings and the whole thing. And it's just a very, very snooky spot.
It is.
But a lot of people don't go there for some reason. They want to go to El Jubin instead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's got a better reputation.
Maybe. Gets talked about more often.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
There are some big fish down there. And you know what? You don't hear about them all that often either.
No, you
people
don't.
Stay quiet.
Probably a reason for that.
But they don't stay quiet about El Jubin.
No, they don't.
Tell me about the Venice Jetties.
The Venice Jetties, I've got nothing there this week.
Okay.
Nothing at all. One guy went up there, but I never heard back from him. And honestly, I didn't hear Cook's thing because I had to use the restroom.
Oh, he said it was great, actually. He said that the pompano have been going off up there. He said one guy caught, I forget how many, a dozen in 45 minutes, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. He said everybody up there was catching pompano as long as they were letting their pompano jigs actually hit the bottom. That was the key. If you were just casting a jig and then letting the current take it, or casting it down current and trying to fish it that way, it was never getting to the bottom. It was never getting bit. You had to cast up current, let it sink down to the bottom and hit the bottom, and then you could hit some fish.
Nice.
But I'm not going to add that to the text report, which is just one more reason why you really should be listening.
Right.
Of course, if you're not listening, you don't know what you're missing out on.
Yeah. Useless, weird conversation.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks, including that one reef that I forgot which one it was that you were going to tell me about.
Oh, yeah. A guy was out last week, and he went to Novak Reef.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Novak Reef. And he caught a couple of tiny trigger fish and some yellowtail snapper. All small.
Okay.
But enough where he was excited about it to explain, I'm not used to seeing those in here like that. And I'm like, yeah, the yellowtail really surprised me. I said, but the trigger fish might have been filefish.
Right.
But he said they were like smaller than his hand. All of them.
Okay.
So it could be it's
hard to tell.
Because they were fishing for sheep's head, and they ended up catching quite a few really nice sheep's head, but using little pieces of shrimp.
On little hooks.
Yep.
Yep. That's when you get all that little stuff. Fun stuff.
But it's kind of neat. You know, it's always cool when you hear about the oddballs that you always associate with, you know, 100 feet of water or more.
But I so strongly encourage those people to take pictures of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, bring them in, show them to the guys at the shop. Or if you don't, you can always text them to me. A lot of you are probably friends with me on Facebook. If you're not, I don't mind giving out my cell number, 941-276-9657. Text me your fish pictures, and I'll help you ID what you're catching. If it's cool enough, I might even put you in waterline.
Right. Yeah. It was just neat. He was excited.
So what do we have out there besides the little yellowtails on Novak?
The sheep's head. There's been sheep's head on the Palm Island Ferry, Novak, Trembley. Some guy did get into some down there at Helens. And that's really about it, because the only couple guys that ran offshore either never gave me a report. The one guy gave me a report. Was it last Saturday? And they got some red grouper at 35 miles out. But it's been so windy and crappy weather altogether, I just haven't had many reports.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, I'm not even going to have to put much of a frozen order in this week because of the way the weather is.
Well, it's only 7-footers tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that all? Nice. Be lucky if we get a delivery of shrimp tomorrow.
Yes, you will be.
Not surprising. And the king should be out there, too, because, I mean, hearing of them in Sarasota, hearing of a few up in Tampa, there's got to be some kings around.
There's got to be. But without a report,
yeah,
that's mere conjecture. But
that's all it is. That's why we're talking about it, not typing it, so the ones that are listening can go, well, I'm going to go give it a shot because there's a good possibility of it.
Yep. You know. But we don't usually type conjecture.
Right.
All right, now for the passes that we skip, unless you have something to tell me about Punta Rasa or Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Anything going on in Captiva Pass?
Nothing. Got no report down there. Got nothing really from the sound at all.
That's a bummer. Boca Grande Pass.
Guys fishing from shore, catching a few sheep's head.
Confirm for me the red tide status first.
So far, none. I haven't heard of any in like 5 or 7 days now out there. That's why my uncle called me earlier, because my cousin's in town and they were going to take my grandmother for a ride out there. And he was asking me what it was going to be like.
Well, and I already know what the situation was, but we got to make sure that we're clear on this, because we've been talking about red tide a lot for the last several weeks, so we want to make sure that you understand where it's not.
Yeah,
which
so
is
far,
kind of nowhere right now.
As of now, not there.
All right, so what are we catching?
Some sheep's head from the shore, a couple of pompano, a couple of small snook, a few Spanish mackerel, and some bonnethead sharks.
Do we have to be in a boat to catch the Spanish?
No, they're catching them right from shore. Not a lot of them, but a few. And then out in the pass, Spanish mackerel, a couple of mangrove snapper, a couple of sheep's head, especially over closer towards the phosphate dock. What else is happening out there? This is a cool story. I don't know if it's worth typing or not, but a gentleman came in yesterday. He was out last weekend, fishing around the phosphate dock. His intention was to go catch like some snook or snapper or whatever. And he said he's all of a sudden watching, and these birds are getting closer and closer and closer coming into the pass. And he's seeing the water frothing up, and he's like, what's going on here? He said it all turned black, and it was all cigar minnows, like 6 inches. He said if there was 5,000, there was 10,000 jacks crushing them. And they were all 10-pound plus, because he got one that was 19 pounds.
Wow.
He ended up throwing his fly rod and caught a few. He spent 3 hours following those jacks around the pass, up into the intercoastal, and then back out the pass. And he said it was just like the most amazing thing. And he said the dolphins were herding them. So the dolphins were chasing some of the jacks, but the dolphins were mainly feeding on the cigar minnows. He said it was just National Geographic. He said it was so awesome. Boats are stopping and just watching in awe. A couple guys stopped and were fishing them also, but he said it was just awesome. Catch them
cool.
On spinning rods, fly rod. He said it was just the most phenomenal thing. He said it was so much fun. He didn't take any pictures, nothing. He just, it was
right?
A blast. He said if he could do that every day, he would not fish for anything else.
Why would you?
Mm-mm.
Well, eventually you'd get bored and you would do something else. But
nature of us.
But that would be cool.
Yeah.
If you could just keep that in your back pocket. Anytime I want to go catch a whole giant school of 20-pound jacks, yeah, that'd be pretty killer.
Yeah. He said it was just, he said that's all it was. And he said he saw a few Spanish mackerel jump. Didn't hook a single Spanish mackerel. It was all jacks, just jacks.
Well, but jacks are a little aggressive, so.
Yeah. But still amazing. I mean, I was like, man, I would like to see something like that. He said it was just black with jacks and cigar minnows.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right, walking the Gulf beaches from Sanibel to Venice, anywhere along the Gulf shoreline, what can you tell me?
The only report I got was from two different guys that were fishing the Stump Pass area. They caught a couple of pompano, a couple of small snook. The one guy actually caught like 6 small snook. And he fished both sides, the beach and the intercoastal side.
Okay.
And that's the only 2 fish they mentioned.
Okay.
No. But not great, not bad.
And you mentioned that we have some action in the surf there at Boca.
Yeah, yeah. That was, yeah. So they got mixed bag there, bonnet head, sheep's head, ladyfish, snook, what else? Spanish mackerel. Kind of a mixed barrage of stuff there.
Fun times.
Yes.
Ookie dookie. Moving on to Matt Lachey.
Got nothing.
No reports.
Those couple guys that were Luigi's the other night said they've actually been coming up into here fishing because they haven't been catching much.
Okay. How about the north end of Pine Island Sound? Anything going on there?
Nothing.
Not Jug Creek and Boquilla, but...
Nothing.
Rat and Cat area.
Got nothing. It's been some screwy reports this week.
I dig that. How about Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla?
Nothing other than a couple guys running down there to find bait. And they said even then they're working hard at it, but they're getting some down there. Definitely a lot off. This is what it is.
Okay. We'll take what we can get. Burnt store and two pines.
A lot of snook. Several legal fish. A couple guys got some pompano on top of the bar. Along with some ladyfish and a couple of Spanish mackerel. The one guy said that there was a bunch of little fry in there. He said it wasn't white bait because he said he was right next to the boat where it was dimpling all around him. And that's why they got the Spanish and the ladies and the pompano.
Okay.
No trout, no redfish that I've heard of. But, you know, they've been getting redfish down there fairly consistently, so I would imagine they're there, but that's just theoretical.
Okay. Well, we don't need theoretical.
Nah.
Okie dokie. Then the next spot will be the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Let's see, a lot of trout, mostly small, on top of the bar and on the outside of the bar along with some bonnet heads. Been a few short cobia over there. Been quite a few manatees over there too, because a lot of guys have been playing ping pong trying to avoid hitting them. And not seeing any cobia over there. If they do, they've seen a couple of short ones. And then the snook and reds have been scattered around the islands. Most of them are catching them on shrimp. Or paddle tails. I only heard of one legal redfish caught over there. The 16-year-old girl, they got their snook over there. But a lot of short snook. You know, it's just off. I don't like the hodgepodge reports. I like it when it's a little bit more consistent.
Well, I think everybody likes it when it's more consistent. But
I know.
You know what I think? I think everybody appreciates an honest report. Well, I think that's not true.
No. They would prefer us to lie sometimes.
I think they would. I think that that most of the anglers who are going to listen to these reports appreciate honest reports.
Right.
This is what true. I think.
I'd like to hope so.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Alligator Creek's had some jacks in it and some small snook. That's it. That's the only reports I've gotten, and those are people that are trolling in and out of there. A handful of guys that worked it and fished it pretty heavy the other day, they said they worked really hard to catch the two snook that they caught. Just sometimes a little tough.
Sometimes. Juan Ponce de Leon Park in Punta Gorda.
Snook, jacks, and even one black drum. They're seeing more black drum, but to finally hear of one being hooked and landed, that's not a bad thing. Funny that I didn't hear of any little mangrove snapper. Just the few snook, the jacks. That's the main thing.
So, overall, would you say it's a good bite, or?
Exceptionally mediocre. That would be my thought on it.
Done and done. How about the Punta Gorda Isles canals?
Oh, let's see. A whole lot of snook. Legal size and undersize. Almost all of the legal fish are being caught on shrimp. Artificial shrimp and live shrimp. I've heard of a couple of redfish that were caught. Still some big jacks in there that people are hooking while trolling or seeing them bust and throwing at them with artificials or their shrimp. And then they're also seeing tarpon rolling. And then they are seeing the black drum also, but another guy did catch two off of his dock with his granddaughter and grandson the other day. He's supposed to send you the pictures.
Okay.
The picture I saw was, it wasn't a bad picture, it wasn't great, but he said his wife took some better pictures. He was in a hurry. But He's going to send it to you anyway, supposedly.
Okay, I can dig it. Did I miss something here? Snook, Jax, Tarpon, Black Drum. Was there something else? Felt like there was something else.
The Juvenile Tarpon rolling.
No, I got that. All right, I guess whatever it was doesn't count. Well, part of the danger of doing these reports at our world headquarters here in Fish and Franks is that sometimes Robert gets called away on his various job-related duties, which is exactly what has happened, so I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this report up. The Gilchrist Pier, we don't have anything going on there and don't expect much to be going on there for a while. Alligator Creek Reef, we've got a few small mangrove snapper happening, but nothing really worth getting excited over. It's possible that you might run across some of those small sheep's head here, and also possible that some Spanish mackerel might move in, but it's really not worth going out of your way to go check this spot out. Now, if you happen to be going down that way anyhow, then, you know, maybe try trolling for some Spanish mackerel, seeing what's going on there, but mostly it's kind of a pass me by at this point. The 20-foot holes in Charlotte Harbor, we have not had reports of anything going on in there. If there's bait moving through, I would expect to see some Spanish mackerel in there, but right now, yeah, that doesn't seem to be happening. Moving us to the bait fish reports, I mean, we've had some scattered bait fish as we've been talking about through the area, but everything's small, and it's not like we're seeing large numbers of bait fish anywhere. Now, you might have something crazy happen, like that bunch of cigar minnows moving into Boca Grande Pass, and it's possible that we could see some more white bait popping up over the next couple of weeks because we're getting to that time of year, but as far as what we have to report for you right now, not much. The freshwater bite has been good. We've had some good water temperatures. They like it cool, and they like it when it rains, and we've had a little bit of both, so the bass are out there crushing shiners. We're in a post-spawn bite, so we're not seeing fish on the beds anymore. Those fish kind of take a break immediately after spawning, and they get hard to catch, but we've hit the point now where they're starting to feed again, and they're happy to eat those shiners. They're also catching a few on worms and pretty much whatever artificial you'd like to throw out there. Spinner baits will probably pick a few up, crankbaits if you're in water that's deep enough. Plastic frogs, we haven't had a whole lot of rain, but that's okay. There's been a few frogs out there, and bass love frogs. But if I really, really had to catch some fish, live shiners is the way I would go. The bluegill bite, and when I say bluegills, I mean all of our native sunfish. That's been picking up locally, and we've also had some good reports out of Lake June, which is in central Florida. I'm sure that the other lakes are doing well, too. We're not to the spawning point yet for these fish, but they are in pre-spawn mode, which means they're going to be fattening up as much as they can for their summertime spawn. So they're going to be spending the whole spring eating as much as they can and getting increasingly snippy and angry with each other as the spawn gets coming on, so they're going to be willing to hit pretty much whatever you throw out there at them as long as they can see it. We've had some good reports of crappie out of Lake June also. I would imagine that Okeechobee probably still has some fish too. A lot of people think that's strictly a cold weather thing, and it's not. That happens all through the spring and into early summer before we see that bite really start to slow down. In fact, this time of year can provide some of the best crappie fishing if you're willing to go out there and do it. As for tarpon reports, a lot of fish being seen right now. They're in the canals, they're in the river mouths, but they're not really in a feeding mode at this point. We've even had some fish scattered as far south as Boca Grande Pass, but these fish are just not really willing to bite right now. I think that might change in the next week or two, but right now it's been tough going if you're going out there to try to hook a tarpon. It's just not quite ready yet, and this front that's coming through today is probably going to knock it back just a little bit, but not too far. I think in the next week or so, you'll be hearing a lot more of us talking about how good the tarpon is starting to get, at least I'm guessing. Well, that's the end of this report. This is usually the part where Robert says goodnight to himself, but of course he's not here, so I'll just have to say goodnight to him instead. Goodnight, Robert, and goodnight to all of y'all. Thanks for listening.